40 people marched in the parade, each carried a sign with the name of a program, cheered on by 200 supporters of the organization. Henry Harris has an apartment and a job with a local plumbing company. He says Loaves and Fishes helped him overcome addiction, homelessness, and despair 5.5 years ago.
I was living a 30-year circle of life, up, down, up, down. Finally, it all came to a head. It just, sooner or later, life catches up with you. And when you're living the wrong path, it all blows up in your face. Well, it did to me.
Sister Libby Fernandez with Loaves and Fishes can't say how effective those programs have been over the years, but can say thousands of people have been helped by them.
Of the 600 people that come here each day, at least one person has, you know, comes each day and says, hey, thank you. I am so happy. I am in my own housing. I am finally in Quinn Cottages. I am finally in VOA shelter. So our success is every day a miracle.
Fernandez says the goal of the organization is to shut its doors due to lack of need, but that's not likely to happen anytime soon. A recent survey by Sacramento Steps Forward found the city's homeless population increased in the last year by more than 7%. Even as the parade went on, another 200 people lined up just a few yards away. Many were homeless and were lining up for a free lunch. Bob Moffitt, Capital Public Radio News.